All right, I am joined once again by our business of the week. It's Lizard Creek, and I have got Shay, Fred, and Billy with us. Now, they were telling me, and if I had known this when I moved here, I'd have just gone to see them. They were telling me that they have cottages out there at Lizard Creek. I did not know this, folks. What kind of cottages do we have? And, how far is... as beautiful as this place is, they've got to be booked solid. So tell me a little bit about your cottage setup out there.
Well, we have four cottages that we rent out regularly right now. Hickory Cottage is geared more for traveling construction worker type, electrician, more of that type of workers. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Coastal Cottage that is more of a spa type retreat cottage that we rent out. And then we have Cedar Cottage and Maple Cottage that are usually included in the wedding packages. They get rented out quite often on the weekends.
Mm, that sounds nice. They all have
availability.
Okay. Now, are they different sizes, different decors, or is there a big difference between them? Or
There is. There's a big price difference. at different numbers. Maple sleeps 30 people.
Ooh.
In the basement with a game room. Cedar sleeps 18 people. And it has like a antique farm theme. Maple is a cottage that is a hunting lodge type theme. Coastal has 6 rooms and sleeps 12. And it's more of the coastal type theme. And then Hickory has 10 bedrooms, and that's your
Ragnar thing.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's more like a dormitory,
okay.
Pretty basic.
Wow, they are huge. When I heard cottage, I thought cottage. They are gigantic.
Yeah, they're pretty large. They're all available on Airbnb. So if anybody ever wants to rent them, they are available there to check out, to see what the prices are, to see if they're available. They can also call Shay directly and book them that way as well.
Okay. Is there a minimum or maximum stay?
There is a maximum stay for Cedar and Maple of a week, and for Hickory and Coastal, there is no minimum stay.
Okay.
We have monthly stays there. We've had people stay there a full year, stuff like that. We got 2 other cottages we're working on right now, too, to get up and running in the next couple of years.
Wow.
We have a lot of traveling nurses as well.
Okay. Well, that's pretty nice. That's really nice. Mm-hmm. They sound absolutely beautiful. I have gotten to get out there and see this place. It just sounds amazing. But I imagine the cottages come with a kitchen and everything?
Yeah, all cottages have a fully stocked kitchen.
Okay. Fantastic. So, that's a family getaway right there. I mean, everything's right in one spot.
Definitely. And we have a lot of family that book the cottages as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
Graduations.
Christmas parties.
Funerals.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I guess pretty much anything. That's a great idea. I wish I had known. I would have come out and seen them. Gosh, this place just sounds so amazing. I just want to come out and run around.
Lots of land.
I hear you. It sounds like it, yeah. Now, are the cottages pretty spaced out, or are they close together? I mean, you've got so much space out there.
They are spaced closer together. Mm-hmm. They're, within distance of each other, but they're still far enough apart that, one cottage doesn't bother another cottage.
Okay, but I was thinking, too, they're close enough that if a large group or a large function wanted to be there, they'd all be in one area, correct?
Oh, definitely, and a lot of people do rent more than one cottage for their families.
That, for sure.
That is amazing. I bet you do a whole lot of weddings.
Yeah, and now with the restaurant opening up, I've already got a lot of questions about rehearsal dinners and all that being held in the restaurant as well. So
yeah, I'm quite sure. All right. Well, we've heard about cottages today from our business of the week out at Lizard Creek, and I'm learning so much. I might have a new hangout here by the time I'm done with this week. Thank you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow morning, Thursday morning.